Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Mike Daniels back on the show, folks. Mike has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last seven years. He's the chairman of the National Advisory Board at AEI Global Internet Strategic Project. He's one of the leading legendary CEOs, technology CEOs of all time. He's won all kinds of awards for this. He was the original CEO of Network Solutions that basically took on the whole cataloging of names and numbers back in the 90s. His leadership there is literally benefiting you today. And he's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. And he's an amazing resource, and we're so glad we know him. Mike Daniels, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you this morning. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Always great to be on the show.
You too. Thanks, Mike. It's good to have you here. So, Mike, let's take a segment and look back a little bit. I think it's worth pointing out the foundation that was laid to get us to where we are today from a technology standpoint. The shoulders upon whom we the people upon whose shoulders we stand. You're one of those people. We stand on your shoulders to a large degree. But you were part of the National Science Foundation, weren't you? You were a part of when ARPA and DARPA were created back in the 60s and 70s. You were a baby. You were around in those days, weren't you?
Jim, I was around in those days, and I went to the Advanced Research Projects Agency, which was part of the U.S. government, Department of Defense, in 1969. When ARPA was funding something called the ARPANET, which for everybody listening became the Internet. So that's how it all started, with the U.S. government-funded project out in Washington, D.C. years and years ago.
Yep. Yeah. You literally were a baby in those days, weren't you? You were barely legal.
Oh, Jim, I look back, that was illegal for the United States government to employ me in the Navy. I was only 3 years old, I think.
I believe it. So the ARPA became DARPA. DARPA became the Internet, and you were around the guys who were inventing all those things in those days, weren't you?
That's right. I was in the first users group of what we call the ARPANET in 1969, when they basically started to use it. We sat in front of a dumb terminal. Didn't have any smarts. Everybody talks about smartphone. That smartphone had a million times more computing device than we did looking at a dumb screen.
Yeah.
And we used it to communicate, send what's now called an email to our other researchers in the commercial community and educational institutions around the country who were
email
working
was
on
the first,
how do we put this network
Email
together.
Was the first element of the World Wide Web, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. That's what we all used it for, Jim. So
it's still powerful.
You know, when
today.
You look back, and when you look back now, we're more than 50 years into this. So for everybody who's listening, when you wake up every morning and you turn on your PC or you turn on your smartphone, this is where it all started. So this has been a long journey, no matter what people think about it. It's taken years to get to the point we're at, Jim.
Did you people have any idea, the folks who were doing this back in 69, 70, 71? I know you were just kind of being innovative and moving forward, but you tell a wonderful story about how one of the two guys who were credited with inventing the Internet, how they felt about the future of the Internet. In 69, 70, 71, did anybody ever imagine, even come close to imagining what was possible?
No, Jim, there wasn't a single person that I knew or worked with throughout those many years that ever had any, could imagine what could happen. And I'd fast forward to answer your question to the early 90s, when those of us who got into the Internet boom business and created the companies that we took public in Silicon Valley in the 90s, from about the mid-90s to the late 90s, I can tell you that the iconic leaders of all the companies as I went on the road shows with Network Solutions when we went public in 97, raised billions of dollars in the markets in those days, or the internet companies, there wasn't a single leader who had any idea what this would become today. Yeah. Not a single one. No matter what you read in books,
even the futurists couldn't imagine how far it's gone, and that's the positives, and also there's some negatives, and we're going to talk about some of that, the good, the bad, and the ugly of all this, and what's ahead of us, what's going forward. Nobody can do this, folks, better than Mike Daniels. He's like a wizard for us. He's been there, done that, and now he's going to talk to us about where we're going after the break. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back after the break. Stay with us. And you had enough. You still gotta try. That's
right. Do it no matter what people say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.